boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I can't be an adult. I'm not cut out for it.
I mean, I'm right there with you.
I made a mistake this morning because I was talking to my car insurance company.
Uh-huh.
Because I needed to get our new car on our car insurance. And I was talking to them. They're asking me a million and one questions. That was the first problem. Mm-hmm. Stop asking me so many questions. They're like, what's the VIN number? What's the meter? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. And then they're asking me, do I want full coverage? Do I want liability? Do I want comprehensive? Do I want collision? I don't know. Call my daddy.
That's exactly all of that just went in my brain and was like, I need to call my dad.
And then I don't remember which one, but one of them is apparently for deer. And I was like, I don't know. Deer scare me. So sure, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they are like, oh, do you want to do the drive safe and save? Where apparently you get this little thingy-majigger, you put it in your car, and if you do good at your driving, you get discounts on your insurance.
Is it like a tracker?
Yes.
Oh.
So it like pays attention to where you're at. Like, let's say you're on, I don't know, 380. And if you're doing really good on 380, you're going the speed limit. It keeps track of all these things. And if you're doing good, it like notices these things, okay, right? And then it like pays attention and it gives you discounts. If you're going the speed limits and you're not like braking hard at like stops and stuff, it like just pays attention to these things, okay? And I was like, well, mama likes a discount, so mama will take the drive safe and save. But then I was thinking, I'm probably not the person to do the drive safe and save.
Well, what happens when you're not safe? Does it add to your bill?
She said it does.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's like, you know what? If you're actually not good, it will increase your
bill. So if you're speeding or like tailgating people.
Yeah, so she was like, okay, you're going to want to check the app every once in a while just to see how your grade is and see how you're doing. Don't check it religiously, but check it every once in a while. And if you do good, you'll get a discount. And if you don't do good, yes, your bill will go up. And I was like,
shut up.
At first, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And then when she said that, I was like, you know what? My bill's going to go up.
Literally be a narc on yourself.
I'm going to pay so much insurance, Taylor. This was a stupid idea.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it either because it would be my luck that I'd be running late every day.
I know.
After that and be having
It's like
speed.
I want to get coffee in the morning and then I'm like, crap, I don't have 10 minutes. And then I'm like speeding a little bit. Yep. So
if there was somebody that lived inside the tracker that I could be like, listen, Glenda.
Glenda, if I give you $10, lie on this report.
Yeah, give me hush money. Just don't report me.
Don't report me and you save me money.
I think it's best that you don't do that.
Yeah, so the tracker's coming in the mail and I'm thinking maybe I just don't put it in the car.
Oh my God, so you went through with it?
Yeah, I told him I'll do it.
And oh,
so
no.
So it's coming in the mail and I'm thinking I won't put it in my car. Or what if I put it in somebody else's car? We got some goody two-shoes here.
Yeah, I could tell you like three people here that you could probably put it on, but the rest, I think you've made a mistake.
I'm not putting it in mine. I hope they're not listening.
Oh my God, how far do they track? Do they track you at your job?
I hope not.
I got to tell you about what I saw on 380 on my way into work today because I don't think I've ever seen it before. I was like in the left lane and I noticed there was a big... kind of looked like an Amazon truck, you know, those taller ones.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Amazon. It said sheriff on the back. And I was like, what the heck? Why does the sheriff got a whole van? Is that thing going to pull me over? And he just like slow down. Well, I still passed it and I noticed on the side of it, it said prisoner transport for Muscatine County. And immediately I'm like, oh my God. This is like everything, all the true crime that I've watched has built up to this moment. Who's in that van? The prisoner transport.
Where are they
van?
What are they doing?
I don't know. It said Muscatine County on the side, which means they must have just been passing through because I live in Johnson County. But I feel like in all the movies and stuff, when you see like prisoners get like moved, it's normally on a school bus. I don't know why that's in my brain. I feel like I'm picturing the movie Holes, which is not correct at all. But on this van, they have the windows like whited out so you can't see in there, and I don't think they can see you, which is probably for, you know, good reason. But that's all I've been able to
think
about.
Do you think maybe they went to court before and they were getting transport? I don't know. That's
I
just
don't
my
know. Or they're just going out for a joyride. What happened?
Maybe they went to McDonald's and came
Did
back.
They get to go to McDonald's?
Cool.
I don't know, but I've been thinking about it all day and I want to know where they were going.
I want to know too. So many questions, no answers.
Never going to have any.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Picture getting into a nice outfit.
What? That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Getting into an outfit that you feel cute in. Getting all done up. Going to your favorite restaurant. All by yourself. Exactly.
I can't sing.
I feel like it's a weird thing to think about, but apparently.
I would never.
Well, apparently, solo dining is on the rise and restaurants are like preparing for this to be a new normal.
Okay, I guess I kind of do it only at certain places.
I agree because I think like coffee shop types or
like coffee shops, it can
Panera,
do it.
Where Panera. You go up and order and then you like sit more like cafe style
where I can have my laptop in front of me.
Yeah. It feels
and
like
I look like I'm studying.
Everybody's working or studying that.
But I can never do this at Olive Garden.
I 100% agree. I feel like if there's something else that I can be doing that everybody else is also doing, it doesn't feel, I got over that fear in college real quick. But like sitting down and having a dinner salad and a basket full of breadsticks all to myself, what are you supposed to do?
Twiddle my thumbs?
On your phone?
Yeah.
But I feel like then that looks really sad. But then if you're like looking around at other people, it almost is just as sad. I would feel so uncomfortable.
That's the problem. I think I would look uncomfortable.
Well, there's an app. It's a reservation app, Open Table, that has found 52% of U.S. consumers plan on dining solo this year, making dinner for one reservations, which especially that, I don't think I would ever plan for that. I feel like the only way that I would ever go and actually eat the dinner is if I got stood up.
Question for the room or a suggestion for the room. So at Neighbor Man's place, because he works at a restaurant, they have a table that's hidden in the back. It's technically a table for two, but when I go there and he's still working and I'll go and I'll have a meal, he hides me in the back. And I like it because it's a table, because I'll end up going and I just eat a meal for one and I like it because I'm not in front of anyone and no one sees me.
Well, yeah, but not everybody has that luxury.
Can we make this a thing at restaurants? A hidden table for one?
Private table for one?
Yes. If this is really becoming a thing, let's make hidden table for one. So you're not. So if I would so go to Olive Garden by myself. Oh my God. If there was a hidden table for one.
Essentially like being in high school and taking your tray to the bathroom stall.
Yes.
So maybe just do that at Olive Garden instead.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
This might be the first ever where it's not a cat story from like a news source. I know I've done a local kind of like cat story. This is the first ever that is a personal cat story.
Yeah, something that happened to you. Okay, I'm interested. I love a cat story.
This is a cat story about the cat distribution system, which is very popular on TikTok. So if you don't know what it is, basically, the cat distribution system, and help me out if I say it wrong. Basically, it's where like if you see a cat in the wild out like on the street or something and they come to you, or if you happen to catch them, that cat was meant for you.
Yes.
Okay. Before I tell this cat story, I actually kind of need to rewind a little bit and tell you a story of the past a little bit.
Okay.
So I wish I would have told you this before, but my sister and her husband, before they got married, my sister had a secret plan.
Okay.
That she wanted to surprise her husband with a dog. before they got married.
Nice.
So her secret plan was, and it's so cute, and I wish she would have done it, but it just, she got, you know how like getting married, you get
actually.
You know how it is getting married. You get too busy before, and that's right. What happened. Like, she just got too busy before getting married, but her secret plan was, her venue, there was multiple layers at this place. Like, there were so many different levels and stuff.
Yeah.
So the reception was one, like the second level, but her ceremony was on the rooftop. So what her plan was is that when she did the first look with her husband, she knew she was going to do the first look where he would be at the rooftop and she would come out of the elevator and surprise him in the elevator.
Dramatic.
Right.
I love it.
And she would come out of the elevator and he would get to see her wedding gown for the first time.
Yeah.
But what she was going to do was actually, instead of her coming out of the elevator, there would be a dog.
The dog.
She wanted to surprise him with the dog on their wedding day, because he really, really, really wants a dog.
Yeah.
And that's what she wanted to do. But things got too crazy before, so she didn't get a dog. However, what she didn't know is that I actually had a secret plan behind her back, is that I had talked to her husband and I was like, hey, she wants to surprise you with a dog, but I don't know if that's going to end up happening. I know she wants a cat.
You spoiled the surprise.
Yeah. Because okay. I knew it wasn't going to end up happening. Okay. So I was like, I know she really wants a cat. So if you have time and you can maybe get a cat, you can house that cat or our house.
Oh.
And we'll hold the cat for you. And if you want to surprise a cat at our, you know, on her, on the wedding day, we'll hold the cat. Okay. Well, you know, and,
yeah.
And then you, when she comes out of the elevator, meow, hold a cat. I was doing the Lord's work, okay? Okay,
and did this happen either?
No, they were too busy.
Yeah,
okay, right. But that was my secret plan. So secretly, I was working with the husband and like, hey, you could surprise a cat for her. Didn't end up working again. They were too busy, okay? So now let's go to, fast forward to last night. I was picking them up at the Cedar Rapids Airport from their honeymoon.
Okay.
And it's around 8:30 last night, and I pull up to the Cedar Rapids Airport, or to the arrivals part.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up, and as right as when I get there, and there was no cars, right when I get there, I immediately see a stray cat.
And at the airport?
Yeah, I don't know why, but whatever.
Okay.
A cat. No collar, no nothing. And I was like, this is my moment. This is a calling. Remember? She wanted to surprise him with the dog, and he was gonna maybe get her a cat. This is our moment. So I was like, okay, don't mess this up, Destiny. This is a moment right now. So I pull up real quiet, right? I don't want to scare this cat. Get real quiet. Turn the lights off. And I park that car and I get out real quiet. Don't scare the cat.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cat doesn't get scared. I open the door, and I put my foot on that pavement. And as soon as I do, runs away the cat.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? I could have surprised them with, hello, welcome back to Iowa. How was your honeymoon? Here is a cat.
This is fail number 3.
Why?
Because she was supposed to get the dog. He was supposed to get the cat. Then you thought you were getting the cat. Mm-hmm. And then here we are the next day and nobody has any pets.
Nobody has any pets. Now, neighbor man brought up a good point. He's like, this was a horrible idea because you were going to give them a cat with possibly fleas and be like,
and who knows what else.
And he's like, and you were going to be like, hi, welcome back to your honeymoon. Here's a stray cat that maybe you didn't even want. And I was like, well, I thought it was cute.
Yeah, congrats on your everlasting love and a side of fleas.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
Normally, I would say it would be kind of a nightmare to witness like a family member or your significant other being a Karen.
Yeah.
I got a rat on my little brother, though, because he pulled a Karen and honestly, he came out on top. He won. So to give you a little bit of a backstory before I tell you what he did, my brother loves Doritos. Stay with me here. He loves Doritos, and so does my mom, and so does one of my sisters. So much so that they have their own separate mini family group chat, which leaves me, my other sister, and my dad out because we're not crazy
because
about Doritos.
It's called Doritos Lovers.
I don't know what the name is, but they send pictures of chips that have a lot of seasoning on them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that it's like a competition because they love Doritos that much and they like to show off. Anyways, so my brother text the entire family group chat. We all got to be part of this, saying that he had gotten a bag of Doritos and was really disturbed because he got a chip that had zero seasoning on it, which would be weird.
Yeah.
And that he
what
was...
What did it look like?
Like a bear chip. Like just really? Like a... Kind of like a corn tortilla chip, I'm assuming, because that's what they are.
Yeah.
And he was so upset that he decided to write an email to customer service. I'd like to read you the email because it's... God. I mean, when I say he went Karen, he went full Karen. Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, "Dear Mr. Dorito, today I'm deeply saddened since..."
Dear Mr. Dorito. Yeah.
"Since I can remember, I have been an avid Dorito customer, probably a concerning amount. There's no greater chip on the planet with better crunch or flavor. Never in my life would I have ever dreamt of ever complaining about my beloved chips. My family even has a group chat where we just send photos of really seasoned Doritos to each other. However, today while I was at work, I purchased a small bag of your Cool Ranch Doritos from a vending machine to go with my chicken tendies for lunch. Alas, when I excitedly opened and began to eat the Doritos, I was overcome with horror. The chips were barely seasoned. It was like someone sneezed the dust on it and called them good. Did I still eat the entire bag? Yes. However, that does not mean this behavior is acceptable, especially towards a customer who's likely making up 6% of your sales alone. Please.
Oh my God.
For the love of Doritos, fix this monstrosity. P.S. Can you guys please release the powder alone as a seasoning so I can put it on everything? Thanks."
Hey, that's smart.
So that was a couple days ago, maybe even last week, that he had this entire meltdown in our family group chat. I can't say I relate, but my mom sympathized as a fellow Dorito lover. Today, he sent a screenshot that he got a response
message from Mr. Dorito.
Mr. Dorito. Unfortunately, he didn't sign it. His name is William, whoever he is. Basically saying, like, "I'm so sorry that this happened. I'm going to pass this along to our quality assurance. And for that reason, we're going to be mailing you coupons."
Yeah!
"To use on your future Doritos." Which now I'm like... What's the shame in being a Karen sometimes?
I can't believe he got free Doritos out of it.
Well, and see, but now he's got it in his mind that, like, he's got to connect at Doritos. Can they give him a job? I think he needs to be the head of quality assurance because this man is about some serious quality when it comes to Doritos.
I don't know. Call Dorito and see if he can get a job. That's what I'm thinking.
If they need a spokesperson, they found him.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on
Z102.9. Dude, I think we got left out of the cool kids meeting.
What? Where?
Across the street, right outside the window, but in my line of sight, there is a dumpster, which I have gone and investigated before. Nothing to note. Except
she thought Narnia was inside the dumpster,
I did,
if that
I
tells
hoped.
You anything.
But there's a car. There's a couple of guys hanging out over by the dumpster. I don't know what they're doing. If they're working, no, they're not. They're lying to their boss. They're just hanging out. But I'm like, this looks like in the movies. I'm picturing Grease, or I'm picturing something along those lines where all the cool kids hang out by the dumpster and I feel left out. And I want
to
go.
I don't. I'm good with not being next to the dumpster. You said it smelled smelly.
Yeah, when you open it, they had it closed.
Oh, well, still, I don't want to be next to a dumpster.
I don't know. I just have a little, I don't experience a lot of FOMO, but right now I'm experiencing some FOMO.
This is a random thought. Do you think they put a body in it?
I don't want to put that kind of, you're going to get yourself sued, man.
I don't know. It was just a thought.
I didn't see them hoisting anything.
I only thought that because I swear to God that our dumpster, I put something in it the other day and I swear I thought there was a body.
Did you tell anybody before right now?
No. I kept that thought there to myself until just 2 seconds ago. I think it was
there.
Just the way the bag was, but I was like, that kind of looks like a body.
Dude, I'm not walking out of this building with you. I'm not doing it with you ever again. You're creepy.
I think it was just the way the bag was, I swear.
Yeah, sure.
We want to hear from you. What iconic movie have you never seen?
You probably have been harassed about it. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, how have you never seen that?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know what the movie is. You can call us at 319-200-1029.
I hate to say it. Don't judge me, okay? But I have never seen the original Beetlejuice. Sorry.
It's blasphemous.
And okay, here's how Taylor ended up figuring it out. Was because I was telling you my weekend plans. I plan on going like apple picking this weekend. And I was thinking about convincing Neighbor Man into going to see the new Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, because I only really want to go see it because of Jenna Ortega. And that's the only reason.
Jeez. I love Jenna Ortega as much as the next person, but you are completely skipping over the iconic lore that is Beetlejuice.
Okay, I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm like, okay, I just really only want to go see it for Jenna Ortega. And I don't know, do I even really need to see Beetlejuice, the original one? I'm being serious. Do I need to see it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't see it until I was in high school, and I only did because we had a Beetlejuice-themed dance at my dance studio. And I was like, I should probably watch this movie to like see what this is all about. Oh my God, it's such a classic Halloween movie. You gotta.
Oh, it's Halloween?
I feel like people associate it with Halloween because it's creepy, spooky.
Is it funny?
It's funny. It's old, so you maybe need to lower your expectations a little bit because this new Beetlejuice is probably gonna be a whole lot different.
Okay.
But I think you're just going to have such an appreciation for it. And then when you go see the new one, you'll be like, oh, they have the same guy playing Beetlejuice. They've got Winona Ryder grown up in it because she's the original little girl. And then they're adding, of course, Jenna Ortega. So I think if you went, you would probably be really confused as to why the characters act the way they do because Beetlejuice is a freak.
See, okay, I think you're right. I think people are probably going to laugh at the theater or they're going to be like excited about something and I'm mm-hmm. not going to get it because I didn't see the original. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yeah, I know what you're saying.
So I probably should watch it because I've never seen original Beetlejuice. To me, it just looked like it was something too scary for me or maybe too stupid. I don't know. Sue me.
Well, you might watch it and it still might be too scary or too stupid. I don't know. What's that iconic movie that when other people find out you've never seen it, they are like not even able to believe you?
Mm-hmm.
It's that iconic. You can call us and tell us what it is at 319-200-1029. Sylvia, what movie is that for you?
Star Wars.
Ooh, are you refusing to or you just haven't gotten around to it?
I haven't gotten around to it.
Same, girl, same. I've not seen single Star Wars movie.
Is it refusing, not gotten around to it? What is it?
I respectfully to my Star Warians. What are you
that's
called?
I don't think that's what we're called.
I don't care. I just don't care.
Okay, I've got a million questions, but you go first.
I just feel like it's one of those movies that is like so popular, or series, I really should say, franchises. I feel like I've seen it. I never have.
No,
like,
you haven't.
I know who Darth Vader is. Luke. I can name a bunch of people. Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, the freaking army of
the freaking army,
the guys who walk around.
Stormtroopers.
Yes, I'm like,
you forgot Jar Jar Binks. You're missing so many more.
Yoda, R2-D2. These are all things that I know, and I've never seen the movie because I feel like I don't really need to.
No, you do. Okay, I have a million and one questions. Did you not grow up with a Star Wars dad?
I do think my dad likes Star Wars. However, I have two older sisters, and I was number three, so it was like I didn't
have it. They got forced to it?
No, I feel like none of us were really into that. I feel like if I maybe would have had an older brother, I could have, like the boy maybe would have been more into it. So it just was never really a thing. Although I do think my older sister was Princess Leia for Halloween, so I don't know how I got out of that. But
would you ever consider one movie? One.
Aren't they long?
Yes.
See, and I don't like that either.
Does it make you mad they're out of order?
I didn't know that, and that seems like...
You didn't know don't watch them and... Oh, God, Taylor!
I don't know anything. That sounds...
They didn't come out. They didn't come out. You mm-mm. don't... Like, no. Number one wasn't number one. You didn't know this? Oh my God, Taylor!
Taylor! I appreciate organization, okay? And for that reason, I'm out. I can't believe you were just going to go see the new Beetlejuice and not even acknowledge that you've never seen the original Beetlejuice.
I was planning on not even watching the old Beetlejuice and just go see the new one. And you were like, no, you have to go and watch the old one before you go see the new one.
It just makes sense to me. Also, that's an iconic movie that I feel like you should see at some point. And those are the things that we're talking about today. Those iconic movies that other people are like, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. How have you not seen that? You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Julie, what movie have you not seen?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh my gosh.
That's iconic.
I'm like, how is that even possible? Mm-hmm. I guess maybe a lot of people watch it when they're younger and it ends up scaring the crap out of them. So maybe that is part of it. I don't know. I'm not speaking from experience or anything. Sophie, what movie have you never seen?
Home Alone. I don't know. It just seems very boring to me. I'm an elf girl at heart.
Interesting.
That was me for many years.
Same. Mm-hmm. And that is also very, very popular on our Facebook page. A lot of people saying Home Alone. Jody, what iconic movie have you never seen?
I'm not sure how iconic it is, but I think every woman in the world has seen it but me. That's Magic Mike.
No.
I don't think I have either, actually, when you say that.
I have never seen Magic Mike, and to be honest, I have no desire whatsoever.
I will watch it for you 5 times.
Oh, God. Make it 6, because I don't think I've ever
seen
it either.
I got it on Blu-ray. This one I have on Blu-ray.
I don't have a Blu-ray player.
That's fine. You can come over. We can watch Notebook on DVD and that one on Blu-ray.
I don't want to watch Magic Mike with you because the way you just started drooling when you said it, it was creepy. I'm not interested. No, thank you. Bailey, what iconic movie have you never seen?
Star Wars and Harry Potter.
I've never seen Harry Potter either. It's too many.
Yes, way too many. And it's not something I'm interested in, not my cup of tea. I don't know.
Oh my, you're hurting me here. You're hurting me here.
I don't have 70,000 hours to catch up on all
I
that.
Think once you watch it, you'd be obsessed. I probably would be.
I just am.
I feel like you'd go out and buy a wand the next day.
Well, I don't know about that.
Or a stick from your yard. One of the two.
Maybe that. I guess we'll see. Paul, what iconic movie have you never seen?
I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I'm like you guys, no interest whatsoever. And are they in order?
I've never seen it either, so I couldn't tell you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't want anybody to be upset, but we are about to get upset.
As long as it's not my feelings, I don't care.
No, so there's a list that's gone viral. It was on news channels. It was all over the place, which I'm like, why? It's a list that somebody put on Twitter of the least attractive male hobbies. I don't know if they're saying personally. I don't know if they're trying to say that they have, you know, research and a study to this. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of guys upset saying, dude, we can't do anything. This is kind of bull crap. So I want to go through the list and see what you think about these. If you think they are the least attractive male hobbies. Oh, okay.
Thought I would set the mood.
Not that we have anywhere to judge because I like to crochet, which is like an old
lady
hobby.
Hey, I tried
to
take that hobby back up this weekend. I suck at it.
I can't say that's like a super hot hobby. So, okay, on this list, number one, you've already said it, and that is playing video games.
I find it hot.
I don't think it's not attractive. You know what I mean? That's dramatic to be like, that is the least attractive.
Okay, if anyone says it's not attractive, have you looked at their veins when they're playing video games? Oh.
Okay, that's weird. Number two.
Watch them hold the controllers and their veins pop.
I'm going to move on. Number two is collecting figurines.
I think it's cute.
Yeah. I mean, like,
Neighborman does it.
I think maybe if it was taking over the whole house, that's one thing.
Keep it to one room.
I don't think that is like an unattractive hobby. Definitely not the least attractive. No. Number three, I hate this. It's magic tricks. I would think that's endearing. Now, if you
pull a bunny out of your hat for me,
that'd be sick. Maybe time and place. Like, I don't want to introduce you to my parents for the first time and your whole arm pops off as a joke. You know what I mean?
That's creepy.
Like,
yeah.
But I don't think that's the least attractive.
That would be
cool.
Yeah.
Number four.
And I want you to teach me them.
Yeah, right.
I will draw the line and don't cut me in half. That freaks me out.
That's weird. Number four least attractive male hobby, they say, is online trolling.
What is that? What are we talking about?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard to explain. I don't want to say, like, making fun of people, but being a troll on the internet.
Yes, that's unattractive.
I would say that's, yeah.
That's number one.
There's a line with that. Any sort of bullying, stuff like that.
That's number one.
That's the first one that I kind of can be like, okay, you might be onto something there. And number five is gambling.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I've never gone to
a casino.
Yeah, I've always wanted. Well, like, yeah, I've always wanted to.
Again, I guess
I kind of have gone, but I've never actually gambled before.
I think
I would like to do an Uno if they ever invented that at the casino.
Okay, that's not the gambling we're talking about. I think we're talking about either like gambling at a casino or like sports betting. Which can get really
old. Doesn't your boyfriend do that?
Not a ton.
Is it unattractive?
If he gets into a phase of like where that's all he can talk about, or if we're like,
oh, and you're like, I don't get this.
Yeah, we're tailgating on Saturday. If all he tries to talk to me about is if his bets are going to hit, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh,
if,
see, I wouldn't understand that. You're right. It's unattractive.
But
I don't care if
it's, you know what? It's attractive when the bets hit and they're like, hey, sushi on me.
Yeah.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I absolutely hate saying this, but my 10-year class reunion is this weekend.
That's actually crazy.
I know.
Like, I don't, you know, you feel like you're real young and hip until crap like this comes around and you're like, oh, shoot.
I'm really not that young, am I, anymore?
No.
Yeah, my 10-year class reunion for Vinton Shelsburg, class of 2014. Yikes, is this Saturday. And I hadn't really decided whether or not I was going to go.
Yeah.
I was up in the air about it. But my deciding factor on whether or not I was going to truly go was based whether or not the car was fixed. Let me explain. So we got a new car, but it needed some things fixed. Mm-hmm. So it's at the mechanic right now. And my idea was if the mechanic was like, yeah, your car's ready by Saturday, then I was like, oh, it's a sign from above. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I was going to go. If the car's not fixed by Saturday, then it's a sign I don't go, right? Somebody out there is telling me you shouldn't go, okay?
Yeah, not meant to be.
Right? So I was on the phone with the mechanic today. They were like, this is what's wrong with the car, blah, 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 right? And he was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have the parts in by this week. So you're probably not going to get your car till next week. And at that moment when he told me, I'm not going to lie, I got a little bummed.
Because that would mean I wouldn't get to go.
Correct. Because that was what I told myself. What does that mean? Like, I actually got bummed a little bit. Like, I wasn't expecting to get bummed. Because, like, this whole time I've been saying I didn't want to go.
Right. Yeah, you have said that lots.
I've been like dreading it. I said I didn't want to go. So I've been using this car as an excuse. Why did I slightly get bummed?
Well, yeah. And then when it actually becomes real that you
can't go,
you really can't if you don't have a car.
Right.
You don't have a choice. That it's like, I don't know, that you'll have FOMO maybe.
Yeah.
You're going to see the pictures of it and be like, oh, I wish I would have been there.
That is a slight fear of mine. Like, will I see the photos posted on Facebook and be like, I wish I was there. I wish I was there.
Or will you see the photos and be like, wow.
Thank God.
I'm glad I didn't have to hear what they've been up to.
Right. That's what I'm hoping.
I don't know. I don't know what it means if you flip a coin or I don't know. It's kind of like when somebody asks, oh, what do you want to eat? And you say, I don't care. And then they say someplace like, I don't know, sushi. And you say, ew, no.
It's exactly like that.
Clearly, there's somewhere in you that cares a little bit.
The whole time you really wanted Italian, but you just didn't want to say it. That's where I'm at right now.
You kind of want to go.
But I kind of...
Oh my God, see, now I can't help you anymore.
I really just want Italian.
Yeah. To go to the class reunion or not to go.
That's the question.
Class reunion. Not for me, for Destiny.
That will be you next year, though.
I already know I'm not going to go. That's an easy decision for me. But you're in kind of in like a limbo of No, I don't want to. I don't want to have a brag sesh because that's, I mean, like, to be honest, what else are you supposed to do with these things?
I don't care about what you've done for the last 10 years. I really, truly don't.
But then as soon as you found out your car might not even be in commission, you might not even have the choice to go. You're like, aw, what if I wanted to?
Very small. It was that small.
So I was kind of thinking, okay, like, what are the reasons that you could go? And I got it. I got two things, actually.
They better be good.
Hear me out on this first one, because I know you said you don't want to like relive the glory days or anything.
Nope.
But this is the only chance that you get to like go back and talk about those memories from high school that other people actually care about. And that's some tough love right there, because I don't care who you're dating. You can talk about your basketball championships, your cheerleading awards, your spelling bee awards. And they're going to be like, oh, yeah, cool. But the only people that care were the ones that were actually there. You know what I mean?
Because
they can be like, oh, my gosh, I had so much fun at that. So it's the one time I feel like you can really, truly open the yearbook back up.
Yeah.
And be like, man, we were so awesome back in 2014. Do you remember?
Because trying to talk to you about it, Taylor, you...
I don't care, man. I don't care. I wasn't there.
That's true. That's true. You're right. Okay.
So I feel like you can really like reminisce with other people who... understand what you're talking about, because it's just not the same with people that weren't there.
Because I've tried to tell you, like, even you and I have had conversations about traditions at our school and what traditions at your school, and you're like, wait, you did that at Van Schelsberg? And I'm like, you didn't do that at your school? You just like don't understand.
You don't get it. You just don't get it.
Yeah, okay, so I get that. All right,
so I feel like that's kind of like also something else you could talk about besides what you've been up to for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, well, I live in a huge house and blah, blah, blah.
You can have three kids.
Oh my gosh.
Do
you remember what we did after that homecoming game? And then everybody's like dying on the floor laughing. That was my first thought. That was actually kind of a responsible reason. My other reason is that you could make TikToks. Hear me out. Hear me out. I get so jealous of the people that do that one specific TikTok with that sound that's like, I got guns, spirits in my head and they won't show. It always shows a picture or like a video of them zoomed in on their yearbook photo. And then it's an updated, like,
I haven't seen this.
Oh
this-
my God, I'm going to show it to you, because then you're going to be like, I want to do that with all my high school friends. You show what they looked like in their yearbook photo, probably senior year, and then you show in a video clip of what they look like now. And most people obviously have changed in 10 years.
Oh, my hair color ain't even the same,
but
girlfriend.
You still look kind of the same. And I get jealous of people that do that at class reunions. And that's really, truly the only reason I would ever want to go.
Okay.
That'd so you could do cool. fun stuff like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Any other reason I can't think of for you?
My only other thought is I could also go back and finally like get some of like go back and get like money that some people owe me. You know,
for what?
You know, like some
like hot dogs at a Friday night game.
Yeah, some people be borrowing money at the concession stand and they haven't paid me back. I you owe me $5, dude.
You know what? And they're gonna be on the ride home and be like, "Wow, Destiny, she really needs some help."
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Taylor absolutely demanded the trivia question tonight be about emails, which is funny because she hates emailing.
Oh my God, I do hate emailing. I would much rather
text
and be less formal. But you know, I really got pushed over the edge here in the last couple of hours because I am currently locked out of my own email.
Here's what happened.
It's probably my fault, but I want to be mad about it.
Here's what happened. So the company is trying to be safe. Oh, I get it. From hackers.
It's working. It's so safe I can't get in.
Because hackers are always trying to take over businesses, right?
Uh-huh.
And trying to hack into all sorts of things, right? And they do. And the company has tried to be safe on all sorts of platforms and things that we use within this company, right? But the newest thing that they're trying to be safe about is our email. And they did like a two-factor authentication. And oh my God, I got in right away. Taylor and about 90% of the company are locked out of their email.
I'm just like, okay, I can't email. Nobody's going to need me. Suddenly, it's the weekend for me. This is awesome.
She's not working tomorrow or the next day,
so
dude.
I'm down to talk about emailing because it is making my life pretty easy.
So she's a little upset because she can't get into her email right now. And so it was about the rest of the company, actually, because I only know of me and one other person who can access our email right now. So the trivia question tonight is all about emails. A new study says that if you do this on your email, your chance of getting a response drops to 28%.
I need to know this so people stop answering me. if I can ever get back into my account. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
A new study says that if you do this on your email, your chance of getting a response drops to 28%. This is good info, especially if you're the type of person who like has to email outside the company with like clients and like vendors.
Yeah, important people.
Yeah.
Don't be doing this thing.
Yeah, because you're not going to get a response.
Unless
dude.
You are like me and you kind of want to try it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
She's like, I'm going to try this with the boss because there's a 28% chance he's not going to respond back.
And then I'm going to try it on you.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Who would have thought? What really ticked off Taylor today? Shockingly, not me.
No. Well, you did kind of. You've been rubbing it in my face a little bit.
Yeah, that I got in. I'm in my email right now. Email me away.
And you know what? That's fine. I hate emails, but I'm just like, why me? Why am I not allowed to get in my email?
You're not the favorite child.
And for that reason, I can no longer work until I'm allowed back into my emails.
That's what you should. I was going to say you should email the bosses.
See, this is what keeps happening is she says, oh, have you sent that email? And I'm like, shut up. I literally can't. I can't get into my email. It won't let me sign in. And when I try to sign in, it tries to tell me to do it on the app. And then I get on the app and what does it tell me to do? It tells me to sign in my email and then to verify on the app.
Here's the funniest thing is 2 seconds before, I'm not even joking. Literally 2 seconds before 90% of the company got logged out, somebody from IT emailed all of us and said, there's a chance you're all going to get logged out. It was like, y'all didn't think to email us that at 8 a.m. before 2 seconds before we all got logged out.
Oh, I got to look at it for 2 seconds and then suddenly it was like, see ya.
See ya.
Like, well, no.
And then it's
no,
funny. They're like, email us if you have any problems. I can't email you if I can't log in.
I'm going to have to send like a pigeon. So that means I can't email for the next at least week. Everybody leave me alone. That's what I ask. No.
You should just not show up tomorrow. And then if they ask why, you just
say,
why
can't get into my email?
So what's the point of working?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I say. The trivia question tonight about emails, because Taylor is so ticked off right now.
Yes.
A new study says that if you do this on your email, your chance of getting a response drops to 28%. What is it?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2341 says use emojis.
I don't do that.
I do for certain people. There's certain people that I feel like I know I can. I also really only email people. I'm an internal emailer.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I like to send Lady J emojis and like funny gifts because I'm super professional. But if I was ever emailing.
Well, I want to be a part of those. You never send me that.
Yeah, because you think you're professional. So I don't want to be judged. Yeah. I know when not to use them, though.
Mm-hmm.
I can't right now because I can't get into my email if you're just tuning in.
In case you missed it, you cannot get into her email.
I'm locked out.
1939 said misspellings.
You're crazy about that.
What do you mean? Like I misspelled?
You won't send an email until somebody looks over it to make sure nothing is misspelled.
If I email you, I just want you to know that Taylor has proofread it.
Uh-huh.
In case you're wondering.
I need to just hack into your email and put my name also in the signature.
You're right. And it's funny because I'm internal and external, but I want you to know that Taylor has proofread everything.
Every time.
Even if it's a nice email or a mean email.
I've read it.
She's read it.
I may have even typed parts of it. Anyways,
1823
said starting it with hey.
That's how I do it.
I also do that because I feel like sometimes... I can't. I'm sorry. I'm going to use Lady J again because she's my gal. I'm not going to email her like, hello, Miss J. She's going to be like, shut up, Taylor. Stop it.
She'd probably come over to your desk and smack you.
Honestly, because I would smack me too and just be like, talk to me like a person. We know each other, freak.
Dude, I send an email on Tuesdays to majority of the company and I always say, hey, all. I'm hey, not going to hey, say, guys. Hello, all company employees. Well, right. That's weird.
I start a lot of mine with, hey, queen.
You do.
I work with a lot of queens.
I love it. New study says that if you do this on your email, your chance of getting a response drops to 28%.
Tell me you wouldn't respond if I called you queen.
I would.
You would. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in about 3 minutes.
But I'm desperate to respond to all of your emails.
True. I like to leave you hanging.
You could say, hey, loser, and I'm still going to respond.
I can't now because I can't get into my email.
Say it louder for the people who just tuned in.
Hey, I'm locked out of my email. Does somebody want to email me how to fix it? Because that's...
She's still not going to get into it, though.
Exactly.
She can't get into her email. In case you're just now tuning in. It's been a sad day here.
Yeah.
We had a loss.
Yeah, my entire email account.
Send your well wishes to Taylor's email. Although she won't be able to read.
I can't read them. So you're sending it to...
Nothing.
Yeah, the void of nothing out there. Go ahead. If that makes you feel better, it makes me feel better. I just can't read them.
They like really, really want to be safe around here against hackers. So they like up the security to our emails and Taylor can't get into it.
I don't know what I did wrong. Like, I know I'm not like super responsible when it comes to emailing and stuff.
Maybe that's why they don't want you in it anymore.
And that's fine. Then that means nobody will bother me ever, ever, ever again.
Maybe that's why they were like, she's most likely to click on a suspicious link. We're going to boot her out.
I do be clicking on links.
You do be doing that. So Taylor's a little upset. Actually, kind of happy.
I'm kind of happy. I've turned it around.
That she is locked out of her email. So in honor of that, the trivia question tonight is: a new study says that if you do this on your email, your chance of getting a response drops to 28%. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
If you start your subject with a lowercase letter...
The subject line with a lowercase letter.
The chance of you getting a response drops to 28%. But that is not all the statistic I have.
Oh, there's more.
Not that you have needed because you can't get into your
email. I do sometimes. Again, I know my audience. So sometimes if I know that the person doesn't care, I do be sending subject lines with uncapitalized
first letters. I know you do. It drives me bonkers. So I won't respond now.
That's fine. I don't want you to.
So yeah, if you start your subject with a lowercase letter, there's a fat chance you're not going to get a response. Drops down to 28%. Here's the funny thing. Did you know that 2 out of 3 emails you send won't get a response? Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I feel like sometimes, okay, I'm gonna come for the workplace etiquette right now. Because there's a lot of people that think they need to reply to everything, saying like thanks or got it.
Yeah,
dude, if you don't answer, I'm gonna assume that you got it.
You got it.
I don't need it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Unless it's something funny that's gonna make me laugh.
Yeah. If you make a typo in your email subject line, your chance of getting a response drops to 29%.
Because we're all scared of hackers. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mondays are the worst day to send an email.
Because nobody will answer.
You're most likely to not get a response and it makes people angry. And it comes off like that you like don't want to work.
You don't want to work?
Yeah. Like it comes off like people like, or like it just comes off more angry and stuff. And emails between 50 to 125 words are the most likely to get a response.
That's too long.
That seems too short.
I guess I don't know how many words that is. So that seems too long. 100 and words.
Emails with the subject lines that are 3 to 4 words are more likely to be opened.
Interesting.
I think my subject lines are too long now that I think about it. Because sometimes mine go so long, I don't even see them on the screen.
I'll confirm they're too long because you're like, important, must read now, emergency, SOS.
I do
red that. Alert. It's terrible.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.